by Renate Reynolds.
Hello, my name's Sophie. I love life. I'm really happy at school. Shall I tell them the truth? Okay then. Who am I kidding? I hate school. I hate the teachers, the pupils, the smell of the dinner hall, the food, the money my mum gives me for dinner. I used to save up for the school trip. Everyone has to go and I can't ask mum, can I? I have to go. I want to sit next to Harriet on the coach. Harriet is my best friend, you see. We do everything together. Don't tell her, will you? She'll go mental at me. All I want to do is be as pretty as Harriet. And as clever and as popular as Harriet. She's so cool and she wears heels. My mum won't let me wear heels until I'm 18.
Sophie, can you hear me? Dinner's on the table. Oh, come on. If you don't get it now, it'll go cold. And you don't seem to care that I'm trying my best.
I tried to block out the smell of food. I imagine the oil bubbling on the hob. Greasy chunks of chicken piled high on chips that are 1,000 calories or more, I'm sure. So fattening.
Oi, come on, Piggy. You heard what Mum said. Tea's ready. You deaf or something?
Sophie, is this lock on your door really necessary? Come on, sweetheart. It's your favourite. Southern fried chicken and chips. Maybe even some chocolate cake for dessert?
Mum, I'm fine. I had a big dinner.
What? So you mean I've spent all this time cooking and you're not even going to eat it again? If you don't eat, you'll just be skin and bones. You know, I'm not feeling very well. Sophie, what's the matter? You've been acting strangely all week. You're not coming down with something, are you? Is it the flu? It's that classroom, full of germs, that place. You probably brought it back with you. Oh, it'd be much better if you stayed at home with me. Okay. Well, if you don't want it now, I'll save it for you. I just thought it would be nice to eat together, as a family. I haven't spent much time with you lately. What with Dad and everything, I thought we could just, you know, hang out. Adam never wants to spend any time with me either.
I look at my food diary. I've eaten far too much this week. It's okay for Harriet. She has a cool mum who lets her do what she likes. I wish I was as pretty and as thin as Harriet. It's like that model always says, nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. She's gorgeous. All the lads fancy her. I want to be a model. But no one's going to want me looking like this, are they?
Sophie! Sweetheart, what's going on in there? What's the matter?
Just ignore her, Mum. Classic case of attention seeking. I did it in psychology.
Oh, shut up, Adam. Is everything all right in there, Sophie? I'm just reading through your school report that you conveniently forgot to show me. Mrs. Williamson says you've become quiet and withdrawn. It's that school, isn't it? Are you being bullied? I wouldn't be surprised. All of those awful kids spreading lies and germs. It's not the same for Adam. He never needs to lie to me. Such a clever boy. Just isn't the same for someone like you. You should be here where I can protect
Mom,
you.
You're doing it again.
What?
Being too overprotective. She needs to learn to stand up for herself or she'll always be bullied.
Leave me alone, both of you. Stop it, Adam. I'm not being bullied. Mum, I'm fine. Don't move me, schools. I've had a lot of homework and I had a big dinner. Honestly, and I'm very tired, so I'm going to sleep soon.
Okay, okay. We'll have a talk tomorrow.
Ooh, forgetting to show Mum your school report, Sophie. Oh, that's really bad. You're going to be in so much trouble.
Stop it, Adam. I've had a lot of homework and I had a big dinner. Honest, I did, Mum. Honest.
You're a hopeless case, sis.
Thinner.
feeling this morning. I just thought a lick of paint would do all of us some good. I'm starting with the kitchen. What do you think? Sunny yellow or pretty pink?
Sunny yellow? Aren't you going to work today? Where's Adam?
No, I've got to stay off work till I get better, sweetheart. I'm still waiting for those test results. Oh, Adam, he's gone to school early this morning. Something about a meeting with the head? He's so enterprising, that brother of yours. Some kind of project involving school dinners, I think.
More like he's meeting some girl.
Now, breakfast.
I'm fine, thanks, Mum. I haven't got time for breakfast, though. I'll grab something when I'm at school. I'm meeting some friends.
Some friends? Who are these friends? Do I know them? Sophie, what's going on? You never tell me anything anymore. Running around with delinquents. How am I supposed to keep you safe when you won't stay in?
Look, I really have to get going.
This is ridiculous. Sophie, you're going to have to talk to me sometime.
Cornflakes, eggs, bacon, buttered toast. Trays being carried by greedy hands. Not for me. Butter alone is fattening.
What can I get for you, love?
A slice of toast. No butter, thanks. Plain toast. Taste, touch, smell. A bite of it, just to please everyone. No tea tonight.
Hey, you okay? Oh, I'm starving. Can I have your toast, Soapy?
Yeah, not bad. Everything's kicking off at home, though. Mum's a nightmare. I'm 15, for God's sake. She won't stop going on. Adam's making my life a misery, the usual.
Yeah, Mother's a nightmare, eh? Not that you'd know. Adam's always been like that, hasn't he? Well, just tell your Mum if he's bothering you that much. So, has your Dad been in touch?
No, Mum hasn't said much about it. She cries a lot, though. I tell Mum about Adam all the time. She's too busy thinking about Dad to notice.
Soapy, have you got some cash for a cookie? Oh, I'm skint again.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Ta, babe. You're a star. See you later.
Hiya.
Adam! You scared the life out of me, you stupid idiot!
All right, calm down. Just thought I'd come and see how my little sis is doing.
No, you haven't. You've just come to either boast about your new project with the head or make a promise not to tell Mum that you were seeing some girl.
No. No, I haven't, actually. Look. So, I know... You and me, well, we don't really talk that much. Like, well...
Yeah? What do you mean, Adam?
Well, I've been noticing stuff lately. Stuff that doesn't normally happen. Mum hasn't, but I have.
What stuff? What are you going on about, Adam? I'll be late for registration in a minute.
Oh, I'll be late for registration. You won't be late. We have 10 minutes yet. It's just... You haven't been looking very well, and it's obvious you aren't eating. You'll just give Harriet those chips and the rest of your dinner money, and well... You know the other day when I said I'm doing this stuff in psychology? Well, I am. And I came in early to go on the computer, and I've printed some stuff off about eating disorders. Apparently, when someone is suffering from a...
What? What are you talking about? What eat or don't eat is none of your business, Adam, yeah? I can't believe you. You've been watching me all this time. He's going to ruin everything. He's going to ruin everything. Okay. If you really want to know. I've had a stomach bug, that's all. Okay. Mum said I'm coming down with something. You heard her. Just shove off, Adam, okay? I'm fine, okay? Fine.
So. Right. Whatever then. I'm off. See you at home.
Oh my God, what just happened? Adam never comes into our dinner hall, does he? What did he say? Sophs, what's the matter? Why are you crying?
Nothing. Nothing's the matter, okay? There's nothing wrong with me. Leave me alone, Harry. I just want to be by myself. See you next lesson.
Okay, babe.
Here, finish these. I'm stuffed.
Wow, thanks. Mum didn't give me any dinner money again today.
Natalie?
Here, miss.
Harriet?
Here, miss.
Sophie?
Not here, miss.
does he think he is? So he's never said a nice word to me ever, and now he's acting like a doctor. What the hell is up with him? Why can't everyone just leave me alone? It's my life. I can do what I like. It's Adam who teases me all the time. What does he know about me? Maybe I deserve it. I'm getting big, though. I'm huge now. I look like a whale. No bigger than a whale. I've not eaten anything for ages. Just sips of water. Oh, and Mum makes me have yoghurt. How many calories are there in yoghurt? Why isn't it working? I'm still as big and heavy as when I started. It's the yoghurt. Note to self, no more yoghurt. I'll have to check out the calories on the net when I get home. That must be how he found out. He must have seen my browsing history. I've been acting perfectly normal for a teenage girl. Oh no, he's there. I so can't deal with him right now. Maybe I can hide if he hasn't seen me.
Sophie! Harriet told me you weren't in school after dinner. Is it my fault, Sophie? What did I say? I was only trying to help you. You're my little sister.
I know you were. Really though, Adam, I'm fine now, just everything was getting to me. You're always the favourite. Getting good grades, going out with your mates. You're really popular. You have everything going for you. I've never been like that, have I? I only have one friend and you're right. Everyone else avoids me. I'm the weird kid whose dad left her mum.
So am I, though. I didn't know you felt like that. Look, Sophie, I don't know. Maybe I am naturally clever or something. I don't seem to have to try and get good grades. I just always turn out like that. As for being popular, yeah, I have lots of mates. But I don't have a best friend. I don't know any of the lads as well as you know Harriet. I know we don't really hang around much together, but I do care about you, Soaps. Mum does too. She just isn't herself at the moment, is she? Look, as long as you're okay, you know. I care about you, sis. I know I don't always show it. I won't tease you as much anymore. I'll help you with your homework and stuff. I'll try and be a better big brother. Mum's not much support for you recently. Since Dad left, you know. I'm here if you need me.
But I'm fine. Yeah. Thanks, Hans. Yeah, that'd be great.
Shall we go in now? Let's eat that chocolate cake Mum bought yesterday. I'll make a cup of tea.
Chocolate cake? 400 calories. I can't. I just can't. I feel sick. No. No chocolate cake. I'm still feeling a bit under the weather. Just keep pretending. Everything's normal. Just keep pretending.
I'm going to help you, Soph. I've just got to figure out how, no matter how long it takes.
Just got to keep pretending. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels. Nothing tastes as good as thin feels.
Chips, 300 calories. Baked beans, 97 calories. Jacket potato, 218 calories.
Chocolate
salad, 55 calories. Yorkshire pudding, 57 calories. Milkshake, 259 calories.
Sophie cannot finish her dinner. She says she's eaten. Sophie's trying to make herself thinner. Says she's eaten too much. And her brother says you're joking. And her mother's heart is broken. Sophie has a hard time coping. And besides, Sophie's hoping she can be like all the other girls, you're just like all the other girls. Living in an ordinary world, just to fit in the ordinary world. Just to fit in like an ordinary girl. Sophie's losing weight by the minute. How did things get this bad? Sophie's family, they don't understand it. They gave her all that they had. And her sister won't stop crying, 'cause her father says she's dying. Sophie says she's really trying. Problem is, Sophie's lying. She can be like all the other girls. Be just like all the other girls. Living in an ordinary world, just to fit in to the ordinary world. Just to fit in like an ordinary girl. How'd you get this way? How'd you get this way? Still trying to hide it. What does it take to say? What does it take to say? She's dying. Sophie's dying. Like all the other girls, be just like all the other girls. Living in an ordinary world, just to fit in to the ordinary world. Just to fit in and be like all the other girls. Be just like all the other girls. Living in an ordinary world, just to fit in to the ordinary world. Just to fit in like an ordinary girl.
Bones was written and produced by Renate Reynolds. It starred Renate Reynolds as Sophie, Elaine Parker as Sophie's mum, Matthew Brown as Adam, and Lucy O'Grady as Harriet. This production was directed and edited by Peter Beeston and is copyright 2010 to Cornucopia Productions.